我们还是翻到列王记下。
Let's turn to the 2 Kings. Chapter 20.
第八节。
Verse 8.
西西家问以赛亚说：“耶和华必医治我，到第三日我能上耶和华的殿，有什么兆头呢？”
And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day?
第十一节，先知以赛亚求告耶华，耶华就是亚哈斯的日晷，向前进的日影，往后退了十度。
And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the dial of Ahaz.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
May we have another simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天下午你又召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you that you gather us again this afternoon.
你一定有一些话要对我们说。
You may have words to tell us.
特别在这一年刚开始的时候。
Especially in the beginning of this year.
主，我们求你。真是用你的话紧紧地握住我们。
Lord, may you lay hold us in your hand with your words.
但愿我们能够做见证说这一年是被你紧紧握住的一年。
May we testify that this year is the year that we can be laid hold by your word.
我们的明天在你的手里。
Our tomorrow is in your hands.
我们前途在你的手里。
Our future is in your hands.
听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们还是要继续昨天我们所交通的。
We have to continue the fellowship we had yesterday.
因为整个周末我们的重点是重在教会的见证。
Because the focus of this entire weekend is on the testimony of the church.
那这一次我们从西西家说起。
And now we have to start with Hezekiah.
我们要借用旧约里面一些图画。
We have to use some symbols from the Old Testament.
因为关于新约的真理我们都很熟悉。
Because we're familiar with the truth in the New Testament.
很多时候就是因为太熟悉了，我们就忽略它。
Many times because we're too familiar with those, therefore we neglect them.
太熟悉了，我们就没有多少的印象。
And we are too familiar with them, there we have no impression.
所以我们巴不得这一次能从另外一个角度。
So therefore this time we hope that from another angle.
借用旧约的一些图画。
Through the pictures in the Old Testament.
旧约的一些人物。
And some personality in the Old Testament.
然后呢，我们看主要对我们说什么。
And we can see what the Lord wanted to tell us.
那昨天晚上我们是先从亚哈斯的日晷说起。
So last night we started from Ahaz's sundial.
我们知道说西西家他病得要死了。
We know that Hezekiah was so sick and he's almost dying.
神就告诉以赛亚，对他说，你也好好预备后事。
Therefore, God sent Isaiah to tell him to prepare for the things afterwards.
结果西西家有一个祷告。
Then Hezekiah had a prayer.
很短很短的祷告。
It was a very short prayer.
但是很真实的祷告。
But it was a true prayer.
他祷告完了以后，他就放声痛哭。
After he finished praying, he cried bitterly.
就在那短短的几分钟里。
In that short moment.
你看见那个创造宇宙的神。
You see the creator of the universe.
曾经叫天动。地摇的那位神。
He's the one that could shake heaven and earth.
那在几分钟之内。
In a few minutes.
他就听了西西亚的祷告。
He listened to Hezekiah's prayer.
所以他让以赛亚去告诉他。
So he let Isaiah told him.
他说我听见了你的祷告。
He said, I heard your prayer.
看见了你的眼泪。
I saw your tears.
我必医治你。
I will heal you.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主真的，神真的就医治了西西家。
The Lord truly indeed heals Hezekiah.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is here.
神要借助这件事来训练西西家。
God wanted to use this incident to train Hezekiah.
能把西西家再带到深处。
So Hezekiah can grow deeper.
他已经39岁。
He's already 39 years old.
他也做王做了好多年了。
He has been a king for many years.
已经做了14年了。
It has been 14 years since he's
a king. 所以各方面他都很有建树，各方面神都大大的用他。
So the Lord used him mightily in many areas.
而且我们看见他实在活在神的面前。
And we saw that he truly lived in front of the Lord.
但神知道他可以再进步。
But the Lord knows that he could grow even more.
神知道他还没有登峰造极。
The Lord knew that he did not get to his peak yet.
神知道说他还可以更上一层楼。
And the Lord knew that he could grow even further and upward.
所以那个路好像在阶梯上面越爬越高一样。
So that path is like climbing on the staircase. You climb higher and upward.
所以就在这个时候，
just at that moment,
神说我必医治你。
God said that I will heal you.
到第三日，
on the third day,
你必上到耶和华的殿。
You will go to the house of the Lord.
我必加增你十五年的寿数。
I will increase 15 years of your life.
但是后来你知道西西家他向神要一个 要他向这个以赛亚要一个兆头。
Later on, Hezekiah asked Isaiah to give a sign.
他的父亲叫亚哈斯。
His father's name is Ahaz.
你记得好多年前。
Do you remember many years ago?
神借着以赛亚告诉亚哈斯说，你要天上要一个兆头。
God used Isaiah to tell Ahaz that he's going to show a sign to him.
因为那个时候大卫的王室已经在那里摇晃。
Because at that time, David's kingship is already shaken.
大卫的宝座已经不行了。
The throne of David is no longer well kept.
你现在大卫慢慢这个宝座，慢这个王位传到了亚哈斯。
Now David's kingship is descended to Ahaz.
在大卫的时候，他是坚定的。
In the time of David, it was secured.
到了亚哈斯的时候，你肯定摇摇欲坠了。
And at the time of Ahaz, it started to be shaken.
所以在这个时候，神告诉亚哈斯说：“你要告诉借着以赛亚告诉他，你要一个兆头。”
So therefore, now God used Isaiah to tell him that you have to see a sign.
他不肯。
And he's not willing.
结果你看见神就给了他们一个兆头。
So therefore, God still gave them a sign.
必有童女怀孕生子。
There will be a virgin that will bear a child.
这是关乎道成肉身的预言。
This is regarding the word became flesh.
但是我们从来没有想到是在这个 context 底下，神给了这句话。
But we never thought that under such context, God would give this kind of word.
所以你知道神的话不随便说的。
So you see that God did not use His word easily.
神说必有童女怀孕生子。
God said that there will be a virgin that will bear a child.
他要在对的时候说。
He would have to say in the right moment.
他要对的场合来说。
In the right situation.
要向一个对的对象来说。
And to the right person.
但是很可惜呢，我们读圣经的时候。
But unfortunately, when we read the Bible,
我们就把那段圣经拆出来，拿出来了。
We extracted that part of the Bible.
好像那段圣经怎么样，必有童女怀孕生子，跟这个背后的背景一点关系也没有。
It's as if the sign of having a virgin giving birth to a child has nothing to do with the Bible.
这就是为什么那节圣经对我们的冲击不是那么 impact 不是那么大。
Therefore, that part of the verse didn't give us such a great impact.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要记得，亚哈斯是不要兆头的。
You see that Ahaz did not want the sign.
但是西西家学了功课。
But Hezekiah learned the lesson.
所以这个时候神已经对他说话了。
So now God has spoken to him.
但是他要一个兆头。
But he wanted to have a sign.
那这个兆头对他来讲太重要了。
This is very important to him.
这个兆头就叫我们对于神怎么对待西西家一生，我们慢慢有了认识。
This sign has shown us God has how God treated Hezekiah's life.
这个兆头里面的东西太丰富。
What's contained in such a sign is so well.
所以我们需要最少有一个周末我们来说明它的。
Therefore, we need one weekend to explain this.
所以这个兆头是什么呢？
What is the sign?
就是告诉我们说亚哈斯的日晷要倒退十度。
You see the dial of Ahaz will have to go back 10 degrees.
那么我们说过根据希伯来原文。
We had mentioned that according to the Hebrew origin.
其实亚哈斯的日晷是指着亚哈斯的阶梯来说。
So the dial of Ahaz is actually the stairway of Ahaz.
因为在希伯来原文。
Because in the Hebrew origin.
那个字就是指着一个台阶一个台阶来说的。
That word is regarding the steps of the stairs.
因为是一个台阶一个台阶。
Because it's one step after another.
所以一个台阶就是他们所说的一度两度跟三度。
Therefore every step is one degree.
因为一度两度在原文就是一个台阶一个台阶一个台阶。
One or two degrees, which means one or two steps.
所以这里你看见亚哈斯的台阶。
So now you see the stairway of Ahaz.
当太阳照在它上面的时候，
the sun is shining on it.
你看见它会倒退十度。
You see that it can recede 10 degrees.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
它就会倒退十个台阶。
Which means that it will recede 10 steps.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
那现在你要读圣经的话，
Now when you read the Bible,
你不能光读这一段圣经。
You cannot just read this part of the Bible.
你要明白这个亚哈斯，要明白这个西西家的一生。
You have to know the life of Hezekiah.
还有你要懂得亚哈斯做了什么。
You have to know what Ahaz had done.
所以亚哈斯的阶梯。
So you have to know Ahaz's
stairway. 在亚哈斯以前，你看见说，当所罗门进到圣殿的时候，你看见他也是走在一个阶梯的上面。
You see that before Ahaz, when Solomon entered the holy temple, he also went on the stairway.
然后神告诉他，你病好了以后，你第三天你就要上耶和华的殿。
And God told Hezekiah, after 3 days of your healing, you have to go to the house of Lord. So how did he go into the house of Lord?
你看，先是所罗门的阶梯。
First is Solomon's stairway.
后来，然后到了亚哈斯，就把他换了另外一个阶梯。
At the time of Ahaz, he replaced it.
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
就是借着这些事，一步一步的往上走。
Through these incidents, they can go upward and higher.
因为人在神面前的生活。
Because the condition of a man in front of God
是永远越来越高，越来越高。
Should be going onward and forward always.
那个 那一条路乃是上行的道路。
That path is the path of ascending.
那条路乃是成长的道路。
That path is a growing path.
所以今天如果你是活在神面前，
Therefore today if you live in front of the Lord,
你不可能十年都没有改变。
You shouldn't be have no change after 10
years. 有的人说他会去叫你开心呢。
So some people say maybe he should be happy.
你和十年前一点的改变都没有。
And some people may just please you and say you didn't change at all.
他的意思就是说你像十年前一样的年轻。
He may wanted to say that you look as young as 10 years ago.
但是你想想看，如果在属灵的事情上我们十年都没有进步。
If in the spiritual terms, if you did not grow in 10 years.
你说你是活在神面前。
You think that you live in front of the Lord.
一个活在神面前十年的人。
Someone who lived in front of the Lord
他还是原来的样子吗？
He's still the same?
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
你看见这个生命一定越过越长的。
You see that life's supposed to be growing every day.
他生命的高度越来越高。
And the height's supposed to be higher every day.
因为我们的呼召那是属天的呼召。
Because the calling is a heavenly calling.
所以如果西西家现在行走在神面前的话，
Therefore, if Hezekiah walked before the Lord,
这个是上升的道路。
This is a way of ascension.
越走越高。
Day by day, he should go
upward. 达到最高点的时候，
he reached the peak.
就来到了神的脚前。
Come before the foot of the Lord.
当你生命长进，越长越丰富的时候。
When your life is growing to its abundance.
当你生命最丰富、最成熟的时候。
When you reach its maturity and the abundance.
你看见你在神的脚前。
You are in front of the Lord.
所以我们的长进。
So our growth.
我们的升高。
Our ascension.
有一个目的的。
Has a purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 不管今天你是君王也好。
Whether you're king today,
你是百姓也好，
or you're peasant,
很清楚给我们看见，
you can see that clearly.
对于西西家，
according to Hezekiah,
他的父亲亚哈斯，
his father is Ahaz.
对于所罗门，
according to Solomon,
你看见他们应该活在神的面
前。You see that they're supposed to live before the Lord.
就是因为所罗门怎样升到神的宝座前，升到神的殿宝圣殿以前。
Before Solomon entered the house of God,
他的每一个动作，
every step, every movement,
他在神面前行走的样子，
how he walked before the Lord,
你看见吗？叫别人忘记他有多富有，
let people forget how wealthy was he,
忘记他有多有智慧，
forget how wise was he,
就是因为他怎样的行走在神的面前，
because the way he walked before the Lord,
结果叫示巴女王诧异的魂不守舍。
Therefore, Queen Sheba was so surprised, like her spirit went out of her.
今天世界人对我们是不是这样？
So did the worldly people see us the same way?
他是不是只对我们的成就有印象呢？
Do they just have impression about our achievement?
他是不是只知道我们是个律师呢？
They just know that we're lawyers?
或者只是医生？
Or a doctor?
或者你拿了几个博士？
Or you won so many doctoral degrees?
这个可能就像所罗门的宫殿里面的许多宴席上许多的美味珍馐一样。
These may be like many dishes in God Solomon's feast.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
今天所罗门给苏拉给示巴女王最深的印象。
The deepest impression that Solomon gave Queen Sheba is.
你看见他沿着一个阶梯。
Is that when he walked on those steps?
一步一步的。
Step by step, he went upward.
最后来到神的面前。
Finally, he went before the Lord.
所以这里所说的亚哈斯的阶梯。
So the so-called Ahaz stairway.
倒退十个台阶。
When they received 10 steps.
弟兄姊妹，背后有许多属灵的意思。
There are so many spiritual significance behind it.
那就做算时间来说。
According to the time.
亚哈斯的日晷和亚哈斯的阶梯是一个功用的。
Ahaz is style and Ahaz's steps are the same function.
因为你知道说最早在巴比伦的时候，
because you see that the long time before the time of Babylon,
他们根本是用那个用什么呢？他们根本是用就是埃及的不是有很多的那个叫就是那个胜利的柱子，是个方柱。
Obelisk.
Yeah, 对，就是那样的一个，比方说你去看那个华盛顿，不是有个华盛顿的那个碑吗？那个碑就是这个样子。
So many years ago, when it was at the time of Egyptians, they used obelisk to measure their time.
对，这些方尖碑又是方的又是尖的，是方尖碑。
So these obelisks, they're squarish and they're.
那么你知道它不是一个顶头吗？
That it has a pointy top.
所以巴比伦那个时候算太阳的时候，就是根据太阳怎么照在那个方尖碑上。
So the Babylonians just observed the obelisk.
然后就有个投影。
And look at the sun and its projection.
有了个投影以后，
and from the projection,
他们就可以算时间。
They can calculate time.
所以我们知道说，最早把天文的知识给我们的是巴比伦人。
So you see that the Babylonians are the one who tells us time the earliest.
一年，这个一个钟头有六十分钟。
There are 60 minutes in 1 hour.
一分钟有60秒。
60 seconds and 1 minute.
是谁告诉我们的?
Who told us that?
是巴比伦告诉我们。
That was the Babylonian.
巴比伦怎么知道?
How did they know?
是根据巴比伦日晷的。
It's according to their sundial.
就是天文学来讲,没有人比他们更进步了。
According to astronomy, nobody is more improved than they did.
所以等到后来他们听说这个谁呀,这个西西家呢,这个他的病得了医治了。
Later on, when they heard that Hezekiah's sickness was healed,
还听见说这个日晷倒退，就太阳的影子，太阳的影子倒退十度。
They heard the shadow of the sun recede 10 degrees.
所以你如果读圣经的话，他们听见他们在犹太国中的奇事。
Therefore, they heard the miracle that happened at the Judean.
所以他们要知道个究竟。
They wanted to find out what was going on.
因为他们从来没有看见太阳影子可以倒退的。
Because they never see the sun the shadow of sun can.
没有人比他们在天文学上更先进、更明白了。
Nobody knew the astronomy better than they did.
但是现在呢？
How about now?
但是现在你看见说结果呢？这个他们听说这个稀奇的事。
They heard such an amazing thing.
太阳居然能倒退十度。
The sun's shadow could recede
或者是十个台阶
or 10 steps.
就是不管你怎么做都行。
So no matter how you did it,
你知道只要借着太阳的影子，你就可以知道你的时间。
You know that from the projection of the sun, you could tell time.
所以难怪他们来访问西西家。
No matter that's why they went to visit Hezekiah.
很可惜西西家就把他所有的这个宝贵通通告诉他们。
Unfortunately, Hezekiah has shown all his treasures to them.
那这个不在我们现在所消存范围之内。
So this is not in the boundary of what we wanted to
discuss. 那我们的重点就是这样。
We just want to tell you the
我们知道说那个兆头就是我们知道那个整个本来投影在那个阶梯上的那个影子。
You know the sign is a shadow that's casting on the shadow.
就倒退了十个台阶。
That receded 10 steps.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以这里的一度也好。
So whether it's 1 degree,
一步也好
one step,
都是说那个台阶说的。
It's according to what's showing on the steps.
所以现在我们可以说我们不再讲日晷了因为是同样的功用的。
So we're not going to mention the word sundial anymore because
因为事实上就是亚哈斯的台阶。
So actually, it's the stairway of Ahaz.
他不知道为什么把所罗门的阶梯把它换过来。
We don't know why he replaced Solomon's stairway.
什么样子我们也不知道。
We didn't know how it looked like.
因为圣经没有仔细告诉我。
Because the Bible did not describe it.
但是这个是西西家他这是西西家他的这个他所看见的他所知道的看见的兆头。
So this is a sign that Hezekiah has saw.
那我为着给大家再有一点印象。
So just remind you.
我刚才注意了一下你们的讲台。
I just pay attention to your altar.
你们看见从这边下来不是个阶梯吗？
You see there are steps here going down.
现在假定说这边是北边。
So let's assume this is the northern direction. This is east.
这边是西边。
That is west.
那么好了，现在呢，我们知道说，如果我现在是躺在这个床上，像西西家一样。
Assume that I'm laying in the bed, I'm sick.
那么当我看见那个这个如果是西家的阶梯的话，
so if I see the steps,
亚斯的阶梯的话
，the Ahaz stairway.
那你看见，因为太阳落下山的时候
，you see that when sun was setting.
太阳当然往西边落。
Of course, the sun will go down that way.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
那么如果太阳真的落在那个屏风的后下面的话
，so if the sun really set behind the screen.
那么现在假定说我们这里一点的光源都没有
，assume that there's no light from here.
那你可以看见那个整个阶梯是黑的。
You see that whole entire staircase.
你根本看不你。根本看不见的。
You will not see anything.
那么，如果现在你让太阳慢慢往上升
，If the sun is rising up from behind that，
如果到一定角度的时候
，Up to a certain angle，
你看见最少呢？你看见最底下那个阶梯是亮的。
At least you will see the first step was with light.
然后其他是黑的。
And the other parts are dark.
明白吗？那么现在问题在这个地方。
So now the question is，
你知道说，如果太阳越高，我你看见的阶梯就越多。
So you see the higher the sun is, the more you're More steps you'll see.
那如果太阳慢慢慢慢往下去的时候
，The sun is setting behind the screen.
那慢慢慢慢你就看见说很多的阶梯你就看不见了。
Then you will not see so many steps.
所以太阳下山了。
So now the sun is setting.
你就知道说这个结果是这样的结果。
So you know it's this kind of result.
但是很稀奇。
But it's a very amazing.
神给他个兆头。
The sign that God has given him.
就是告诉西西家说。
telling Hezekiah,
今天如果不是神叫你从死里复活,
today if God did not resurrect you,
如果主不是医治你的话,
God did not heal you,
你就像那个梯子的影子,
you will be just like the shadow on the steps,
全部是黑的,
you will be all dark.
意思就是说, 当你的脚已经伸到那个死亡的幽谷里面的时候,
which means that if you step into the shadow of of death,
你不可能再走那个阶梯,
it's impossible that you can walk on the steps.
你不可能再来到神的面前,
there's no way that you can walk in front of the Lord.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the
第三天,
Lord. On the third day,
我必医治你,
I will heal you.
到第三天, 你必上耶和华的殿,
on the third day, you will go up to the house of Lord.
所以什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是因着神医治他的缘故,
because God healed him.
所以好像神让已经下山的太阳又升起来一点点,
it's God let the sun that was setting rise up again.
太阳完全下山了，就没有了。这个西夏就没有了。但是西夏如果要活十五年的话，
if Hezekiah wanted to live another 15 years,
你看见好像神让已经下山的太阳又上升一点点。It's
as if God let the sun that was setting rise up again.
那越往上升的时候，
the higher that rise,
你看影子就越往后退的。You
see the more the shadow where we see.
你看见没有？那么结果如果倒退十度的话，
if they receive 10 degrees,
意思就是说,
which means,
本来也许全部是暗的,
maybe it was totally dark.
现在你最少能看见十个阶梯,
now at least you can see 10 steps.
十个十级通都是亮的,
all 10 steps are in light.
那为什么有光照在上面?
Why there's light on those?
如果不是你走在阶梯上, 那光有什么用处呢?
If you do not want to walk up on the steps, what's the purpose of the light?
所以如果主今天能让你有另外再活15年,
so if today God allow you to live another 15 years,
神就照在你的要走的那条路上。
Naturally, God will light the step that you will walk.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
这里给我们看见, 这就是他的兆头。
So we can see that this is the sign that he saw.
所以意思就是说,
which means that,
等到西西家病好了以后,
when Hezekiah was healed,
你看见他要上耶和华的殿,
you see that he wanted to go to the house of Lord.
然后神又给他了15年。
Then God has given him 15 years.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问,
now we have to ask,
这件事情对西西家的影响是什么样的影响?
What kind of influence does this incident influence him?
那么我们昨天已经说过了,
we mentioned yesterday,
你看见到底西西家那个, 到底亚哈斯的阶梯什么样子, 我们不知道,
we don't know how Ahaz's stairway looked like,
但有一件事情我们知道,
but one thing we know,
在主耶稣的时候,
at the time of Jesus,
那个时候的圣殿,
the temple at that time,
你知道说从妇人院, women's court, 一直到祭司的院,
you see that from women's court to the court of the priest,
人如果要进到圣殿,
if you want to go into the holy temple,
他一定要经过15个阶梯,
you have to go through 15 steps.
那个15个阶梯, 后来我们知道, 后来这个利未人就在每一个阶梯上就唱, 唱一首上行的诗歌。
You see the 15 steps are the steps that the Levites stood on. They sang the song of degrees.
所以一面唱, 他们一面就来到神的面前。
They sing and they walk on the steps.
而那个刚好是120篇到134篇。
So those are Psalms 120 to 134.
这15篇诗篇,
all those 15 songs,
乃是告诉我们每年以色列人朝圣的时候,
it's showing us that every year when the Jewish people go to the temple,
不管他们从什么地方出发,
no matter where they started from,
最后是来到神的面前。
Finally, they have to go in front of the God.
你怎么来形容那条锡安大道呢?
How do you describe the highway of Zion?
那条锡安大道是用一个阶梯来形容的。
The highway of Zion is described by the staircase.
好像你到神面前是一个阶梯一个阶梯一直往上去的。
It's as if you walk on the stairway step by step in front of the Lord.
所以我们就知道说, 以色列人就在那个15个阶梯上面唱了15篇的上行诗。
So you see that Jewish people, they sing the song of degrees on those 15 steps.
但是到底那15个阶梯是怎么来的, 没有人知道。
So we don't know where those 15 steps came from.
是不是约哈斯的阶梯, 我们也不知道。
Are those Ahaz's stairway? We don't know.
但有一件事情我们知道,
but one thing we know,
所有长大麻风的人,
all the lepers,
他一定要经过这15个阶梯,
they have to go through these 15 steps,
来到圣殿,
to come to the holy temple,
然后让祭司告诉他说, 他的病已经好了。
For the priest to tell them that you are healed.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见西西家得了绝症,
you see that Hezekiah is very sick.
好像大麻风一样。
As if he got the
那个病应该是不会好的。
It's not curable.
结果神居然医治他。
But now God healed him.
他本来应该不可能走那条路。
He did not have the chance to walk on the
steps. 因为没有光能照在那条路上。
Because no light will light the steps for him.
弟兄姊妹，只有太阳照在那条路上的时候。
Brothers and sisters, only when the sunlight shines on the steps,
人才可能来到神面前。
Then man can come to the Lord.
所以因着这个缘故，
Because of that,
现在神给基甲特别的恩典。
God gave Hezekiah special grace.
为什么做15年？
Why 15 more years?
弟兄姊妹，为什么第三天能够上到耶和华殿呢？
Why on the third day he can go to the house of God?
借着神所给他的日子。
It's according to the days that God has given
him. 或者是借着他从神那里借来的日子。
Or according to the days that he borrowed from God.
弟兄姊妹，现在他能够像那个完全大麻风得洁净的人一样。
So now he's like a leper that has been healed.
他能够上那个殿。
He can walk into the temple.
最后他能对祭司做见证说。
Finally he could testify to the priest.
神果然医治了他。
God truly healed me.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们不知道到底这个背后发生了什么事。
We don't know what's happening behind the scenes.
但有一件事是事实。
But one thing we can know.
在主耶稣的时候。
At the time of Jesus.
的确是十五个阶梯。
Truly indeed there were
15 steps. 十五个台阶。
15 steps.
然后每一个台阶他们唱一篇的诗篇。
On every step they sing a song.
而且有一件事我们的确知道。
Something we also know.
得绝症的人。
The terminal.
最后他们怎么能够知道他们的病完全得病一定好了呢？
How could they know that they were healed?
你看，只要他们走那个十五个台阶。
After they walked the 15 steps.
到了最后的时候。
Finally.
你看见说，能够从祭司那里就得着安慰。
They can be comforted by the priest.
所以从这里我们就很清楚。
So from here we can see.
西西家神让他医治好了以后。
After Hezekiah was healed by God.
第三天你要上耶和华的殿。
On the third day he will have to go to the house of God.
那么这刚好和亚哈斯的台这个阶梯是有关系的。
So it's related to Ahaz's stairway.
如果倒退十个台阶。
If it's receding 10 steps.
意思就是。
Which means that.
现在神多给他那些日子。
Now God has given him extra days.
叫他能一步一步的上升。
So he can walk by walk.
叫他能一步一步的更亲近神。
And he can be closer to God day by day.
一步一步的生命更长进。
Step by step, he grow deeper in life.
用新约的话来说。
According to the New Testament,
能够一直长到元首基督。
You grow to the head Christ.
个人是怎么成长的。
This is how you grow individually.
团体也是怎么成长。
Also corporately.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 你就看见在旧约的诗篇里面有十五篇是告诉我们整个成长的道路就像那个阶梯的路一样。
So in the Old Testament, in Psalms, we can see that the path of growing is like those 15 Psalms.
所以我们读那十五篇诗篇。
So after we read those 15 Psalms,
我们就能把它翻成新约的话。
You can translate it to the description of New Testament.
你就看见说整个基督成长的路是这么走的。
You see the path of growing of a Christian.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
如果讲到行走在神面前。
When you talk about walking before the Lord.
如果讲到太阳的影子倒退十个台阶。
You see, the shadow of the sun has received 10 steps.
这就是提醒西西家说。
This is reminding Hezekiah.
为什么主多给你十五？
Why God has given you 15 years?
为什么你是活在借来的日子？
Now, why are you living in the borrowed days?
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那么到底你怎么行走？
How do you walk?
到底这背后有多少的丰富？
What's the abundance behind the scenes?
那只有经过的人能告诉。
It's only the one who experienced that can tell you.
所以有一个传说。
So there is a saying.
起头我们以为只是传说。
In the beginning, we thought that's a saying.
但如果你真的仔细去读内容的话。
But if you read the content carefully.
至少我个人越来越觉得。
Now personally, I truly feel that.
这个可能不只是传说。
Maybe this is not just a saying.
因为根据这个传说。
Because according to such a saying.
我大概是西西家。他编了这十五篇诗篇。
Maybe Hezekiah has put these 15 psalms together.
那么有的是大卫写的。
Some were written by David.
有的是所罗门写的。
Some were written by Solomon.
有的圣经没有说是谁写的。
Some parts the Bible did not tell us.
那么有一个传说，他真的主给他十五年以后。
There was a saying that after God has given him 15
years, 所以他就一共收集了十五篇的诗篇。
He collecting 15 psalms.
很可能十篇的诗篇他自己写的。
Maybe he wrote 10 of them.
因为你看见那个阶梯，那影子倒退十个台阶。
You see that the shadow has receded 10 degrees.
在整个上行的经历里面。
In the entire experience of ascending. Some has experienced David.
他已经走了。
Because he left.
所以当然那是黑影，你看不见。
Therefore, you don't see because he's in the shadow.
因为一个活的人只能够走在那个天光能照亮的路上。
Because a living person can only walk on the step that's enlightened by God.
所罗门也走了。
Solomon has passed away.
不管怎么样,
no matter what,
那条路是上行的路。
That path is the path of ascension.
所以现在呢，你看见另外有十首。
So you see that there are another 10 songs.
圣经没有告诉我们是谁写。
The Bible did not show us the author.
但如果你仔细看里面的内容。
But if you read the content of those songs.
很多地方叫你不能不相信。
You have to believe that.
这个应该是大，应该是西西家写的。
From many parts, you can tell that was written by Hezekiah.
西西家，你如果读他的一生
，If you read the life story of Hezekiah,
然后你看他所经历的
，and see his experience,
你再来解释这些诗篇的时候
，and explain these songs,
你忽然眼睛就明亮了
，then you'll be enlightened.
你不止，你更明白基督徒成长的路是怎样。
Not only you can understand the path of a Christian's growth.
那更重要的
，the more important thing.
如果你明白西西家的时代
，if you know the time of Hezekiah,
弟兄姊妹。你就明白过来了。
Brothers and sisters, then
you understand. 他的时代和我们的时代几乎是一样的。
The time of that he lived is similar to the time.
那个时候以色列的光景跟我们今天所知道的教会光景是一模一样的。
The situation of Israelite at the time is similar to the situation of church nowadays.
现在你就明白了。
Now you understand.
为什么主今天仍旧留我们在地上
？Why God still keep us around today?
因为神要得罪一般人。
Because God wanted to gain a group of
people. 这一般人明白神的旨意。
They know the purpose of God.
对别人神没有要求。
To other people, God has no requirement.
但对这般人神有要求。
But to this group of people, God has a requirement because they knew.
他们应当走在神的道路上。
They knew how they should walk before the Lord. But unfortunately,
他们被世界的蝗虫马蚱吞吃了。
They had been eaten by the locusts of the world.
世界可以占有他们许多的时间。
The world could occupy their time.
所以他们今天只能把剩余的时间来给主。
So they can only give the Lord their remaining time.
你一年可以拨几天的时间给主。
So in a year, how much time can you give to the Lord?
如果这样的话,
if it's like that,
你想神的工作什么时候能够完成?
When can God accomplish His work?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
明白吗?
Do you understand?
现在我们要借着西西家的故事,
through the story of Hezekiah now,
我们来看同样今天我们的遭遇是怎样的遭遇。
We can examine ourselves and our condition today.
但是我们一定要把背景弄清楚。
But we have to understand the background.
我们要把圣经旧约圣经的背景弄得清楚。
We have to know the Old Testament background.
然后我们才知道背后神到底要对我们说什么。
Then we'll know what God wanted to tell us.
所以我想一面我们就回到西西家的一生。
So on one side we'll look at the life of Hezekiah.
另一面我们就从这十五篇的诗篇。
So on the other side from these 15 psalms.
我们很快的像蜻蜓点水一样。
We can quickly just point the key points.
我们要知道说到底在西西家一生里面你可以看见什么。
We can see how much you can see from the life of Hezekiah.
然后你就看见他怎样能应用在我们的身上。
Then you can see how you can apply that on us.
那第一点要记得大家。
The first point, please remember.
当你要解释西西家的时候。
When you want to explain the life of Hezekiah.
列王记是给我们历史。
The book of Kings can just give you the history.
但是历代至上下是给我们历史的解释。
But the second and first and second chronicles can give you the explanation of the history.
所以你看王上王下跟历代之上历代之下好像很类似，神好像重复了很多的话。
You see that first and second kings and the first and second chronicles are similar. It seems like God has given you many explanations.
其实不是的。
It's not so.
你看见吗？整本列王记上和列王记下乃是告诉我们以色列历史。
You see that first and second king is telling you the history of Israel.
列王的历史。
History of kings.
但是到底这些王在神的眼光中怎么来解释他们？
But how did God explain how these kings lived before him?
所以所有的解释
So all the explanations
都在历代之上
are in this first and second chronicles.
有一件事你要记得
Something you have to remember.
圣灵只对于大卫坐在大卫宝座上那些王有兴趣。
The Holy Spirit is only interested to those kings who sat on the throne of David.
所以你读历代之上下的时候
，So when you read the first and second chronicles,
你只看见神对这些王的解释。
You will see the explanation of these kings who sat on the throne of David. How is Ahab?
亚哈怎样
？How is Ahab?
神没有兴趣。
God's not interested.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
所以你读到历代之上下的时候。
So when you read the first and second chronicles,
和列王记上下
the first and second king is not the same.
列王记上下
when you read the first and second king,
讲的是君王的时候
when you talk about the king,
他要问他有多少的政绩
so you will see their achievements.
political achievement.
Political achievement.
还有你要问他有多少的 military performance, 有多少的战功。
You have to see how much military performance.
一个王好不好。
Whether they are good or bad.
你要看他有多少的政绩。
You have to see their political
achievement. 你看他有多少的战功。
And their military achievement.
他收回了多少土地。
How many territories they conquered.
在许多人眼光中他是个什么样的地位。
In many people's eyes, what are they?
这是历代之上下。
This is first and second chronicles.
如果你读历代之上下,
That was first and second king.
你不认识,
but if you read the first and second chronicles, you will not know Hezekiah.
人认为西西亚如此,
People thought that Hezekiah is such a person.
现在我们要问,
now we have to ask,
在神的眼光中,
in the eyes of God,
神怎么来明,
how did God describe
him?
So something we have to remember. God only pay attention to those who sit on the throne of David. They did not have their own throne.
他们的宝座,
their throne is the throne of David.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, nobody has the authority. Only God has authority. If God let you be the representative of his authority, whether you're parents in the household or be the elder in the church,
请大家记得,
just remember,
你是代表的权柄,
you are representing the authority, but you are not the authority. You do not have your own throne.
Therefore,
Solomon did not have
his
own throne. Solomon's throne is David's throne.
明白吗,
do you understand?
所以要记得一件事,
please remember one thing.
今天谁在教会里面发号施令呢?
Who's giving order in the church?
不是你说的算,
not you.
不是他说的算,
or not him.
不是因为你圣经熟,
not because you know the Bible well, then you say it.
Or
whether you're an elder, you have a lot of knowledge.
你们都没有你们的宝座,
you don't have your own throne.
你看见,
do you see that?
今天乃是基督坐在宝座上,
today, Christ is on the throne.
所以今天你要看见你在主面前到底有多少的价值,
so whether you want to see the value of you in front of the Lord,
你也许是个领袖,
maybe you're a leader,
你是个父亲,
you're a father.
是个母亲,
your mother,
你是个长老,
or your elder,
是一个带年轻人的, 带青年人的,
or someone who leads the young people.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
你按道理来讲, 应该是个代表, 应该是一个 delegate authority, 应该是代表的权柄,
you're actually a delegate of the authority.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
因为怎么, 问题就是,
the question is here,
神今天怎么记你这一笔?
How did God remember you?
世界上人可以在列王记上记你一笔,
maybe the worldly people can put you on the record like first and second king.
你如果读历代之上下,
but if you read the first and second chronicles,
你就知道说圣灵怎么解释这个人。
You can see how the Holy Spirit describes such a person.
所以第一,
so number one,
只要与大卫宝座有关的,
if it's related to the throne of David,
神解释,
God will give explanation.
否则神根本连解释都不解释。
If not, then God would not even describe that person.
他觉得那是完全浪费篇幅的。
Because it's wasting his time.
让世界去忙碌政治。
Let the world be busy with the political things. Let the world be busy with the outward things.
让世界拥有 mega church, 让他们去。
Let the world gain the mega church.
明白吗,
do you understand?
神对这些没有兴趣。
God's not interested about
神所有兴趣的,
that. Who God are interested?
第一是谁坐在大卫的宝座下。
The person who sit on the throne of David.
第二,
number two is that.
凡是和圣殿有关系的,
it's related to the holy temple.
你看见在这里, 圣灵就多加几遍。
You see that the Holy Spirit will describe it.
所以很清楚。
So it's very
当你读到历代之上下,
when you read the first and second chronicles,
你是看见一个人属灵的历史,
you see that person's spiritual condition.
所以不是外面他做了多少,
it's not outwardly of his achievement, or whether he's an elder,
也不是外面他是父母,
or he's a parent.
神要问说,
God would ask,
他是不是属灵的长老,
whether he's a spiritual elder,
他是不是属灵的父母,
whether he's a spiritual parent,
他是在这摇武扬威在那里管辖他的儿女呢,
is he just boasting, just gain and control his children?
或者像有的弟兄, 有的地方好像长老在那里辖管所有的弟兄姊妹,
or like at certain places that elder control the brothers and sisters.
不错, 你的历史可以写下去,
truly indeed you can write down the
history. 每一个聚会都有他的历史,
every meeting place is own,
但是最多,
its own history.
是历代之史, 最多是列王记,
but it's just like the first and second kings.
但列王记上, 历代之上记什么呢?
But what did the first and second chronicles,
只要和神的同在发生关系,
if it's related to the presence of the Lord,
只要和神的见证发生关系,
if it's related to the testimony of God,
你看见吗? 你会读到历代志上下的时候
you, when you read about the first and second chronicle
当你读列王记上你几乎找不到
you could not find that in the first and second chronicle
因为它重点不一样
because the key points are not the same
所以明白吧
so do you understand brothers and sisters
非常的清楚
it's very clear now
什么叫耶路撒冷
what is Jerusalem
耶路撒冷只有两座山
there are two mountains on Jerusalem
一个叫锡安山
one is Mount Zion
大卫宝座所在地
that is where the throne of David is located
一个摩利亚山
the other is Mount Moriah
圣殿所在的地方
it's the location of the holy temple So, brothers and sisters, now God has a measurement. He wanted to measure your life. He wanted to measure all these kings. Brothers and sisters, wait until you read the first and second chronicles. Under such a measurement, you can know. And find out whether your work is wood, grass, and stubble, or gold, silver, and precious stone.
当你打开电视的时候
When you open the, turn on the TV,
哦你看这个世界真的很多 mega church
You see there are so many mega church in the world
你看见那些从电视上所 project 出来的那个印象
You see the projection on the TV
你看见吗这个地的好像是很大很大的工作
It seems like they have a major influence But the work is here
今天有一卷书叫做历代志上和历代志下
Today there are books called First and Second Chronicles
很可能是以斯拉写的
Maybe it's written by Ezra
因为以斯拉记前面一段跟历代志下最后一段根本是完全一样的
Because the first part of the book of Ezra and the last part of the Second Chronicle is matching
那非常可能是以斯拉写的
That's very possible written by Ezra
因为以斯拉够属灵的度数
Because Ezra has such a spiritual
以斯拉的眼光是属灵的眼光
Matureness and he has a spiritual
明白吗？今天如果用世界眼光来看美国的总统的话
if from the worldly point of view to look at the president of United
States 他有他一定的排行榜的
they have their own ratings
你觉得最糟糕的总统可能是最好的总统
maybe the worst president you thought could be the best
但是今天问题在这里
but the question is here today
在神的眼光中
in the sight of God
如果这些总统真的能够在神的面前行走的话
if all these presidents could walk before the Lord
他们有一天真的在神面前算这个交账的话
when they really give account in front of the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见说那个解释就是历代之上下的解释
You see the explanation this is like the first and second chronicles
所以我再说
So I just want to mention again
你读另外历代之上下
When you read the first and second chronicles
你会得到一些资讯
You will get some information
但是你所认识的那个人不是真的那个人
But the people that you know are the first and second kings
但如果今天你读历代之上下
But if you read the first and second chronicles
你再来读这些人历史
And you read those people's history
你知道神从他的眼光怎么来评价这个
Then you'll see how God judged those people From
我觉得这点是最重要的。
So this is more important.
在人来看，可能你做了多少年，好像没有多少的果效。
To man, maybe you worked so many years and there's no fruit.
但只有知道，神知道说这个根有多少的深。
But God knows how deep are your roots.
当你看外面很多的工作又大又伟大的时候
，When you see the outward work is so big and
你慢慢会觉得可能是草木禾秸，那根非常的肤浅。
They could be the wood grass and stubble because the roots are shallow.
只要一个试验来到
，When one challenge comes，
一个大火来到
，When fire comes，
是经不起考验的。
It's not worth the.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
你看见像西西家这样的人
，You see a person like Hezekiah，
神让他学许多的功课
，God allowed him to learn many lessons。
就在他最旺盛之年，39岁的时候。
When he's reaching the peak of his life,
他经过了一个人生的关键时期。
He went to a major point in his life.
他忽然想过来。
He all of a sudden remembered and understood. God could just put him aside.
神是谁？
Because he is God.
神是应该敬拜的。
He is the one that's worth praising.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看见吗？到底这是神的工作。
You see, that's the work of the Lord.
神要负他一切的责任。
God will be responsible for his entire life.Truly indeed,
当神看世界上这许多的人的时候
When God looks at so many people in the world
没有别人
None of
上一代是亚哈斯
The older generation is Ahaz
下一代是玛拿西
The younger generation is Manasseh
没有问题的
Without a doubt
神要用西西家
God just wanted to use Hezekiah
所以现在西西家可以学更深的功课
So now Hezekiah can learn a deeper lesson
所以如果你仔细的去读历代之下的话
So if you read the first and second chronicles
你读到最后尤其是读到他生病以后
When you come to the end part, especially part after he died,
你看神是怎么说的。
Look how God described that.
然后你就知道怎么去给他评价。
Then you will know how you can judge him.
你才知道大家今天对他的评价是不公平的。
Then you'll know how people look at him today is not.
我再说一遍。
I just want to tell you again.
好多人读圣经。
So many people read the Bible.
等断章取义一样。
Lay hold on certain points.
是拿到他一点两点就解释西家一生了。
Grab some points and then just make the judgment.
但是不对。
But it's not right.
今天你要解释一个属灵。
Today, if you want to describe a spiritual person,
你不能根据他一点来解释他的一生。
And I use one point of his life to describe his whole life.
你很容易被误导了。
You can be leading to a different direction.
你只能根据他的一生来解释他的一点。
You can use his whole life to describe one point of what he did.
你只能用大卫的一生来解释大卫的失败。
You can use David's whole life to describe his failure.
如果你用大卫的失败来解释大卫的一生的话，
If you use David's failure to describe his
failure, 我想你连诗篇第二十三篇都不要读了。
Then you don't need to read the Psalm 23.
你明白吗？
Do you understand that?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
诗篇二十三篇明明是神借着大卫来写的。
Psalm 23 is written by David by God.
大卫不管多失败。
Whether how much failure that David had made.
你看见了诗篇二十三篇还是神借着他写的。
You see that God had used him to write Psalm 23.
所以有一件事一定要清楚。
So something we have to be clear.
你要认识一个人。
If you want to know a person.
你要用他的一生来解释他的一件事。
You have to use his entire life to describe one incident.
明白吗？结果很多人忘记了亚这个西家的一生。
So many people forgot about the life of Hezekiah.
他只是有兴趣于他最后多活了十五年。
They just focused on the 15 years that he gained.
然后他们就开始下断案了。
Then they just made the judgment.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个断案是错误的断案。
See, that was a wrong judgment.
你看见在神的眼光，神看得很清楚的。
See, in the eyes of God, he
can see clearly. 你完全把西家讲错了。
You just describe him wrong.
西家根本不是那个人。
He was not such kind of person.
那么普通我们怎么说呢？
So how do we say that?
我们说是因为西家后来不是病好了以后。
You see that after Hezekiah was healed,
那么不是巴比伦打发使者来了吗？
And the Babylonians sent a messenger.
后来圣经告诉我们，他里面很骄傲啊。
You see that he was very proud.
那因为骄傲的缘故，
and because he was proud,
他就把所有的通通打开了。
He showed everything, all his treasure to his enemies.
你怎么知道一个人很骄傲？
How do you know a person is proud?
你怎么知道一个人话很多？哎，你讲怎么一个人他很明白很多？
How do you know a person knows a lot?
你替他讲话就可以。
Just listen to that person.
他话一打开呀、啊，就合不拢了。
When he started to talk, he cannot stop.
他一面讲，所有他里面的秘密你全部都知道。
When he started to talk, you can understand all the secrets inside of him.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
所以因着因着里面骄傲。
And because he's proud inside.
因着什么都知道。
Because he knew everything.
他什么时候都是老师。
Then he became the teacher.
什么时候你都听见他的声音？
Every time you hear his voice.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为很清楚的。
Because it's very clear.
你看见他现在这盒子关不起来了。
He cannot close his mouth.
神做了那么多的工作。
God has done so much work on him.
神给他那么多圣经的知识。
God has given him so much knowledge in the Bible.
他去了多少次以色列？
He went to the Israel so many times.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so,
现在别人不知道，他都知道。
Now nobody knew and he knew.
那么在这个时候，你看他就把所有他所学的让大家都看见了。
So he wanted to show off everything that he had learned.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
你只要在他旁边仔细多听他几句。
Just listen to a few more sentences.
你听他一个礼拜。
After 1 week,
他所有的丰富就是这么多了。
You know that this is only how much he gained.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
不错。
Truly indeed.
是神给了他兆头。
God has given him a sign.
这个兆头不是为了广播用的。
But this sign is not for broadcasting.
这个兆头是为了带领他往面前走路的。
This sign is to lead him to grow upward and forward.
结果你看他忽然想，你看我又多活了十五年。
Then he all of a sudden thought, oh, I gained 15 more years of my life.
太阳倒影子倒退十度。
And the sunlight even recedes, the shadow recedes 10 degrees.
连巴比伦人都听见了。
Even the Babylonians know now.
他们都要来研究，都要来问说到底怎么一回事。
They wanted to come and find out what was going on.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
他把所有的财富都给对方看。
He showed off all his treasures.
不光如此，
Not only that,
圣经也把武库也统统打开了。
And also he showed them the
weapon
houses.
所有他的武器都放在他的武库里面。
All his weapons were in the weapon houses.
你想想看，
so,
那一天西家一定像喝醉酒了一样。
Hezekiah maybe was like drunk that day.
他这个人嗨到个地步, 现在什么你都可以看,
he was so high, he just wanted to show off everything.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
果然巴比伦的使者看得一清二楚。
So the messenger of the Babylonians saw everything clear.
你这个国家的虚和实, 他完全知道了。
They could find out how strong is this country.
所以以赛亚就来告诉他,
so Isaiah came and tell him again.
你知道吗? 你考过了。
Do you know? You made a mistake.
现在敌人知道你所有的秘密。
Now the enemies know all your secrets.
所以你的儿女就要被掳到巴比伦去。
Therefore, your children will have to be captured to Babylon.
你的儿女中间有做太，有的儿子要被掳去，要做太监。
Some of your children will become eunuchs.
所以这就是为什么有的人认为丹尼里是太监。That's
why some people thought that Daniel is a eunuch.
是从这里面引申的。It's
derived from here.
但是我们没办法下那个断案。But
we cannot make such judgment.
但是不管怎么样,
no matter what,
你看见西家王宫里面的七年财经的的确确被网罗被这个延揽到这个延揽到巴比伦王宫里面去。
You see that all the young and capable people had been captured to the palace of Babylon.
一点都没有错的。
Truly indeed, that's no mistake.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见西西家没有被掳到巴比伦。
You see that Hezekiah had not been captured.
但西西家种了一个种子。
He planted a seed.
叫他的子孙要被掳到巴比伦。
That caused his children and his descendants to be captured.
所以有一件事要知道。
So now we have to know one thing.
属灵的丰富只有你和主知道。
The spiritual wealth is supposed to be kept between you and God.
基督徒本来就应该是个谜才对。
A Christian is supposed to be like a puzzle.
什么时候世界知道基督的秘密?
Whenever the world knows the secret of a Christian,
你看基督能力就没有了。
Then that Christian will lose his power.
参孙为什么没有能力?
How did Samson be filled with power?
因为他是拿西尔人。
Because he's a Nazir.
拿西尔人是个奉献的人。
He's a consecrated person.
外面有个记号就是头发长长。
There's a symbol that he had a long hair.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
参孙所有能力。
Why did Samson have power?
不是因为头发。
It's not because of his hair.
头发只是外面的现象。
The hair is only something that he shows outward.
里面的秘密是什么?
But the secret inside is what?
那是他的奉献。
It's his consecration.
他做拿西尔人。
When he was a Nazir.
这是他能力的来源。
That was the source of his power.
奉献。 是他能力的来源。
His consecration is the source of his power.
所以当世界上人没有办法制服他的时候,
so when the worldly people cannot conquer him,
想尽各种的办法,
they use all different ways.
最后利用大力拉,
finally they use Delilah.
你看这个所谓的霸王, 所谓的大力士,
somebody who was a mighty warrior.
最后你看见说, 参孙, 果然躺在这个大力拉的膝盖上的时候,
he lay down on the knees of Delilah.
你看见他的能力就失去了。
Then he lost his power.
什么时候教会躺在世界的膝盖上,
whenever the church lay on the knees of the world,
而让世界知道我们的秘密,
and allow the world to know our secret.
弟兄姊妹, 从现在那时候开始,
then from then on,
你已经定下了被掳的因子。
You planted a seed that you would be captured.
这一点是非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以你看见许多的秘密，主说只有你们知道。
Therefore, God said that there are so many secrets only you know. They don't know.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们能有属灵的能力。
Today we have the spiritual power.
因为你暗中把自己奉献。
Because you secretly consecrate yourself to the Lord.
但什么时候,
but whenever,
你让世界知道那个秘密,
you allow the world to know your secret.
头发真的剪掉了,
you really cut your hair.
你看见。 能力就失去了,
then you'll lose your power.
很可惜,
unfortunately, brothers and sisters,
后来慢慢的,
later on gradually, his hair grew back.
头发长起来的,
of course, he grew back his hair, then he should gain back his power.
要记得,
just remember,
能力失去,
you know the power, when the power is lost, you can gain it back.
就是你失败,
even if you fall,
就是你犯罪,
if you committed sin,
你可以仍旧有能力,
you could still gain back your power.
但是有一件事永远拿不回来,
but something you will never change.
他的眼睛永远是瞎的,
his eyes are always blind.
从此以后,
ever since then,
他就失去了属灵的眼光,
he lost his spiritual sight.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是我们需要得到警戒,
this is something that should warn us.
参孙所发生的故事,
what happened on Samson,
很不幸, 也发生在西家的身上。
Unfortunately, it happened on Hezekiah too.
的的确确, 在这件事情上, 神不喜悦。
Truly indeed, God is not pleased according to this matter. But don't forget, it's because God healed him.
神不医治他, 不给他15年,
if God did not heal him, then that, those incidents would not happen. So who should you blame?
所以弟兄姊妹,
now the question is,
有的人说就是因为这个缘故,
so some people said, because of that, Hezekiah did not request 15 more years, then the Israelites will not be captured.
这是我们的浅见,
this is our thinking, but not from God.
这是第一点,
this is the first point, it's important.
第二点,
the second point is,
我们知道说, 他死的时候, 马拿西12岁就登基了。
You know that Manasseh is enthroned when he's only was only 12.
所以证明说什么呢? 证明马拿西是在他15年的时候生的。
You see that Manasseh was born when Hezekiah was within those 15 years.
所以现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
后来马拿西的犯的罪是个典型的罪。
You see that the sin that Manasseh committed was a typical sin.
所以后来讲到以色列人犹太人怎么被掳。
You see how the Israelites have been captured.
都是因为他们犯了马拿西的罪。
It was because they committed the sin that Manasseh committed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you know?
就是因为马拿西的罪, 所以他们加速地被掳到巴比伦去。
Because Manasseh committed sin, therefore they've been captured quickly.
好了, 现在我们又来我们的结论了。
Now we come to our conclusion.
根据这两点,
according to these two
你看见他根本不应该多15年的吗?
We see that he should not have those
没有15年,
years. Without those
15
years, therefore his children would not be captured. Without those
15
years, he will not give birth to Manasseh.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
马拿西好和不好, 好像这个他要负责任一样。
It's like he has to be responsible to Manasseh.
今天你生下来就是你的责任。
Now you give birth to him, you have to be responsible.
他不管做什么坏事都是你的责任。
If he committed sin, that's your responsibility.
弟兄姊妹, 这个太不对了。
This is not right.
这个逻辑太不通了。
This kind of logic is not right.
你看见吗? 父亲做的, 做是父亲的责任, 儿子做是儿子的责任。
You see, whatever the father did is his responsibility.
所以如果你根据这两点来评断, 评断西西家的话,
so according to these two points to judge Hezekiah,
那你最后的结论是什么?
What's your conclusion?
你看见那15年不应该要的,
you see that he's not supposed to ask for those 15 years. He's not supposed to have those prayers.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is our conclusion.
现在我们回过头来看,
but now we can look back.
我们来看圣灵怎么来断案的。
Let's see how the Holy Spirit makes the judgment.
好,现在我们来到历代志下32章24节。
Let's come to 2 Chronicles chapter
32,
verse 24. All the incidents happened here and onward is the 15 years.
你明白吗?
15年,
后来做了什么事?
And what he did in those 15 years.
那以前做了什么事呢?
What he did before.
弟兄姊妹, 不止一点, 不止两点吧?
It's not just one or two points.
没有错, 西家有失败。
Truly indeed, Hezekiah has fallen.
西家有软弱。
He has his weaknesses.
西家有过,
he has his mistakes, but he also has his achievements.
现在你把整个的功全部把它一笔勾销,
he just erased all the achievements.
你现在倒回去读32章,
just look back at verse chapter 32.
再倒回去31章,
and go back to chapter 31.
再倒回去30章,
and go back to chapter 30.
再倒回去29章,
and go back to chapter 29.
弟兄姊妹, 如果西夏像你所说那么不堪的话, 圣灵为什么花那么多时间来讲, 来讲他所做的事?
If Hezekiah is so wrong, why did the Holy Spirit so spend so many chapters to describe him?
为什么圣灵花了那么多篇幅来讲西西家?
Why did the Holy Spirit use so many words to describe him?
那是他15年以前的事。
It's all those things that happened before those
所以弟兄姊妹, 如果你要给西家一个公平的论评断评语的话,
so if you want to give Hezekiah a fair judgment,
你要用他的一生来解释他的软弱。
You have to use his entire life to describe his weakness.
你不是用他一点的失败来解释他的一生。
And not to use his little weakness to describe his entire life.
所以神是公平的。
So God is fair.
神没有在那里说他没有软弱。
God did not say that he had no weakness.
神没有说他没有失败。
God did not say that he had no failure.
所以现在我们来看,
so now we have to look.
这个历代志讲到西家生病的时候,
what did the second chronicle describe when Hezekiah was sick?
你看见他不是很长的篇幅去写他没有。
You see that it did not use a lot of words to describe that.
但你看见他是公平的, 很公平的。
You see that the Holy Spirit is fair.
所以24节,
verse 24,
那时西家病得要死, 就祷告耶和华。
In those days, Hezekiah was sick to the death,
and prayed
unto the Lord.
就应允他, 赐他一个兆头。
and spake unto him, and he gave him a sign.
后来怎么样呢？
So what happened?
25节。
Verse 25.
西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩报答耶和华，因他心里骄傲，所以愤怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。
But Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem.
但西西家和耶路撒冷的居民觉得心里骄傲，就一同自卑，以致耶和华的愤怒在西西家的日子没有临到他。
Notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
你知道有的人骄傲，
you see, some people, they are proud.
他是瞎眼的，
because they were blind.
他不知道他自己骄傲，
they did not know that they were proud.
西西家骄傲，
Hezekiah was proud.
耶路撒冷也骄傲，
Jerusalem was also proud.
你要记得，
but just remember,
他们的成就，
their achievement,
根据圣经的记载，
according to the Bible,
是西西家的前前后的君王没有一个赶得上他的。
The kings before and Hezekiah and after him, none of them can compare to him.
神的话是这么说的。
This is how God describes it.
所以西家有着骄傲的理由。
So Hezekiah has his own reason to be
proud. 耶路撒冷的居民有骄傲的理由。
And the Jerusalem people can have a reason to be proud.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
他们软弱，
their weaknesses,
他们失败，
they fail.
但他们一旦蒙光照的时候，
after they be enlightened by God,
他们就在神面前一同自卑，
they repented together.
他们认自己的罪。
They admit their own sin.
他们承认他们得罪主了。
They admitted that they offended God.
就赦免他们的罪。
And God forgave them.
所以就叫那些灾难没有在他们还活着的时候临到他们。
So God did not let the disasters came to them while they were living.
弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
神没有放纵罪，没有。
God did not just let the sin go.
神没有不审判罪，没有。
Go. God did not just judge them.
神仍旧做这件事。
God still did what He wanted to do.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他是公义的。
He's righteous.
人若认自己的罪，
if you admit your sin,
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
是公义的。
He is righteous.
他要赦免我们一切的不义。
He will forgive all your unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的宝血要洁净我们。
The blood of Jesus will cleanse you.
有一件事我们要知道。
One thing we have to know.
什么时候我们自卑？
Whenever we just
我们承认我们骄傲了。
Admit that we are proud.
我们承认我们不应该这样做。
We admit that we shouldn't do certain things.
但事情已经做了。
But it already happened.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他们在神面前谦卑下来。
They humble themselves.
所以因着他们能够在神面前降卑。
Because they could humble themselves before God.
时候到的时候。
When it's time.
神就把他们升高。
God will raise them again.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
我们才知道说那个愤怒没有在西家还在世的时候临到他们。
Therefore, you know the wrath of the Lord came not upon them in the days of Hezekiah.
弟兄姊妹，这是一点。
This is one point.
这一点不讨神的喜悦。
This is something that's not pleasing.
当然，圣灵没有讲的马拉西。
Of course, the Holy Spirit did not mention about Manasseh.
马拉西的事是我们加上去。
Because we added the incident of Manasseh.
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what,
这是西家他一生的一个污点也好，弱点也好。
This is maybe a dark point in Hezekiah's life, or is he?
当然有这么一点，有这么两点，没有错。
There's such an incident truly that happened.
但你注意。
But just pay attention.
再读下去。
Just continue reading.
你就看见他在那15年之内。
You can see how much work he did in those 15 years.
为什么多给他15年
？Why God give him another 15 years?
因为他的工作没有完。
Because he did not finish his work.
神所托付他的工作没有做完。
The work that God entrusted him, he did not finish.
所以现在我们才明白。
Therefore, we understand now.
为什么神把时间给我们？
Why God give us time?
为什么本身把2013年给我？
Why God give us the year 2013?
因为到了2012年年底的时候。
Because at the end of 2012.
神把弟兄姊妹聚在这里这么久了。
God gathered the brothers and sisters here for so long.
你们说我们又过了一年。
You said that we passed another year.
但神说。
But God said.
我把他们栽种在这些地方。
I planted them here.
我把他们从老远的地方带到这个陌生的国度来。
I called them all the way from far away to this strange country.
他们给他们恩典。
Give them grace.
让他们能在这个陌生的地方能站得住脚。
So in this strange place they could live.
现在每一个人都在无花果树下。
Now everybody's living under the fig tree.
每一个人都在平安的环境底下。
Everybody's under a lifeful, peaceful environment.
你看见慢慢的，他们慢慢的家各方面都丰富起来了。
You see they gain so much wealth in all different areas.
弟兄姊妹。
brothers and
sisters, 你看见他们每一个人的目的都几乎达到了,
they also gained all their goals.
但现在问题就是,
but the thing is now, why did God gather them together?
你要问神啊,
then you have to ask God, did you achieve your goal?
你呼召这些班人来,
you call these people together.
难道就像呼召其他人一样吗?
Is it the same like you call other people?
难道这里和这个聚会就像普通另外一个这样的聚会一样吗?
Is this gathering the same like other gatherings?
难道我们真的是一般人, 因为我们英文不行, 所以我们才需要用中文来交通吗?
Is it because we don't know English, then we have to speak in Chinese?
因为我们参加英语的聚会, 我们不习惯, 所以我们在这里有这样, 维持这样的一个聚会吗?
Is it because we are not accustomed to the meeting in English, therefore we come gather in Chinese?
如果在纽泽西有10个这样的聚会的话,
if there are 10 meetings in New Jersey like that,
那么是不是我们再加上一个呢?
Then do we have to add one more?
所以弟兄姊妹,
and brothers and sisters, now the question is here.
如果为着我们自己的需要,
if it's just for your need,
也许到了2012年, 我们已经到了高峰了,
maybe in year 2012, we already reached our peak.
你非常的满意了,
you're satisfied about
看看你的儿女,
yourself. But look at your children.
看看他们的成就,
look at their achievement.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 你看见吗? It
seems like we have achieved what God entrusted us.
所以问题在这里,
now the question is here.
为什么主把时间给我们?
Why did God give us time?
是保罗告诉我们说,
God, Paul has told us.
他为什么现在可以走了呢?
Now why he can leave?
他当跑的路已经跑尽,
because he finished his race.
如今有公义的光明为他来看,
now there's a right crown of righteousness prepared for him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
到底我们活多长,
whether how long you can live,
是根据我们跑多远,
it's according to how much you had run.
你工作完了,
you finish your work,
我们当然就可以回家,
of course you can go home.
如果你没有完,
but if you did not finish your work,
神怎么能让你走,
how could God just let you depart?
明白吗?
你说我的工作完成, you said, I finished my work.
但谁说我的呢?
But God said, how about mine?
我要等到什么时候呢?
When should I wait until my turn?
当然,
of course.
如果大家不愿意答应主的呼召,
if you do not want to react to God's calling,
就可以另外再兴起一般人,
God can raise another group of people.
但你愿意为神省去那一段时间?
But do you want to save God some time?
大家弟兄姊妹在这里,
when we gather together here,
努力地追求,
we pursue diligently,
也祷告,
we pray also,
也读圣经,
we read the Bible together.
我们积聚了那么多的知识,
we gain so much Bible knowledge.
难道只为着我们自己?
Is it just for ourselves?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们个人在地上活着应该有使命,
now we live with a mission.
我们在团体活着, 我们也知道为什么我们活着,
corporately we live, we have a mission.
我们不只有个人的护照,
now we have an individual calling.
我们有个团体的护照,
we also have a corporate calling.
所以等到你读哥罗西书的时候,
so when you read the book of Colossians,
那里保罗告诉我们说,
Paul told us there,
愿基督的平安在我们里面做主,
may the God, peace of God dwell in your heart.
如果基督的平安在我们中间做主的话,
if the peace of God can dwell in you,
我们就蒙召归于一个身体,
therefore, you're being called to be in one body.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们为什么蒙召呢?
Why we're being called?
我们要归到一个身体,
we have to be in one body.
这件事我们完成了吗?
Did we accomplish that?
教会今天是不是还是四分五裂呢?
Is the church divided today?
如果当教会四分五裂的时候,
if the church is still divided today,
你我要增加基督的苦难呢?
Do you want to increase this torture, suffering of Christ?
还是要减少基督的苦难?
Or you want to decrease the suffering of Christ?
弟兄姊妹, 我们摆上了多少?
How much have you put?
我们尽上了多少的责任?
How much responsibility can you put?
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore,
现在我们才晓得,
we just know,
时间的意义,
the meaning of time,
是用什么来测量的?
And what is measured by?
你明白吗?
Do you understand now?
我举个简单例子,
for example,
比方说耶稣亚的长日,
for example, the long day of Joshua,
那里到有一天,
one day,
那没有错神, 的确确能够叫太阳停住一天没有错,
truly indeed God could allow the sun to stop for one day.
神做可以,
God could do that.
但是你要感觉才行,
but you have to feel that.
你在这边怎么知道过了多少时间?
How do you know how much time had passed?
那么我们要问大家,
then we have to ask,
那个时候他们在赶敌人的时候,
at that time when they were chasing their enemy,
他们有没有带跑马表?
Did they wear their watch?
当然没有啊,
no.
那个时候不会有 stopwatch, 有那个跑马表告诉你现在已经到底过了多久, 没有啊,
they did not have a stopwatch and they did not have time.
那你说好了, 那个时候怎么量时间呢?
How do they measure their time?
有一个办法量时间的,
there's one way.
那就是太阳日太阳钟嘛，用日晷嘛。
Just look at the sundial.
那日晷是怎么量的
？How did they use sun to measure time?
日晷是太阳动的时候。
It's when the sun was moving.
要下山了。
When it was set.
然后这个影子在跟着动的。
And you follow the shadow.
你想想看，太阳停在空中。
So when the sun is up in the sky.
甚至说一天都不掉下来的。
So that the whole day did not set.
那你太阳钟有用吗
？Is it useful for
you? 你怎么掉进过一天？你不能进过一天的。
How do you know when day has already went by?
那么我要问你，
then I have to ask.
约书亚怎么知道经过一天了
？How did Joshua
他为什么需要一天
Why did he know,
你知道吗因为当他在那里神为他们征战的时候
Because when God was fighting for them,
他们知道说他们要追赶他们的敌人
they knew they had to chase after their enemies.
你知道以色列人、
you know those Israelites,
他们在旷野漂流了很久
they were wandering in the wilderness for so long.
所以他们身体都很健壮
so they are very strong.
跑起来都很快
they can run very fast.
所以如果参加运动会的话
if they join a marathon,
什么100米赛跑了
If it's run 100 meters, 400 meters,
这个马拉松了，他们一定是第一名的。
They could gain the crown in marathon.
但他们进了迦南地以后，
Now they went to the land of Canaan.
他们就发现那个敌人都躲在城墙的后面。
They discovered that their enemies was hidden behind the wall.
他们都是很坚固、很坚固的墙。
They're very strong city wall.
所以以色列人最怕的一件事。
So the thing that the Israelites fear the most.
他不能打保卫战。
They cannot do
a, 包围战不能包围。
They cannot surround their enemies.
因为这个敌人呢，你看见很坚固啊。
Because their enemies were so secure.
你想想，当时罗马军队为着把耶路撒冷拿下来，打了七个月。
You see the Romans when they wanted to conquer Jerusalem, they used 7 months.
亚述大军要把整个的以色列，要把撒玛利亚城拿下来，花了3年的时间。
The Assyrians, they wanted to take over Samaria, they used 3 years.
所以这些人他们训练有素，他们知道怎么可以把一个城拿下来。
They were well trained and they knew how to conquer a city.
如果以色列人要去一个一个把这个城拿下来，没有希望。
If the Israelites want to conquer those cities, it's impossible.
怎么可能凡你脚掌所踏之地，通通是你的呢
？So how could that happen that wherever they step over, this is their land?
所以你明白吗？所以这个战略是什么？
So what kind of strategy they have?
所以你知道说那个耶华的军队的元帅就是我们的主，他在背后怎么指挥那个战争的
？You see the general of Jehovah's army, which is our Lord Jesus.
所以约书亚，你看他根本就没有动，也是耶路撒冷，你看到没有
？You see that Joshua did not touch Jerusalem.
他知道你动耶路撒冷一定送死的。
He knew that if he conquered Jerusalem, he would die.
耶路撒冷一直要等到大卫的才拿下来。
So Jerusalem had to wait until the time of David.
那现在问题在这里，你。几百万的人过了约旦河。
So you see that tens of thousands of people passed through Jordan River.
那现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
你怎么能够这个整个迦南地在敌人的手里全部拿过来，然后 就变成你的产业了
？How do you take over the entire Canaan to be your inheritance?
你怎么到山地里面拿下来
？How do you go to the mountains to gain your land?
这是不可能的嘛
？It's impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他第一次。
So brothers and sisters, the first time, I have to mention again.
耶利哥是完全的例外。
Jericho is an acceptance.
他们果然是凭信心得胜的。
Because they gained it by their faith.
但是从此以后。
But ever since then.
你看见说，他打过包围的战。
What kind of war that they had? The war that they had that they surrounded their enemies by besieging them.
那么这个是有，但是真正的完全靠着包围拿下来的，那几乎是没有的。
It happened, but it's not that many.
不是，这样说，就是后来他是一个城一个城是拿下来了。
Later on, they conquered city by city.
那原因是很清楚的。
The reason is simple.
我举个简单的例子。
For example,
像爱城。
Like the city Ai.
这个爱城呢，是不是在约旦河平原呢
？The city Ai is not the Jordan Plain, not in the Jordan Plain.
爱城根本是在这个山上的。
Ai is on a mountain.
它跟伯利恒啊，可以说是姊妹城。
It's like a sister city to Bethlehem.
这个伯利恒好像在 watershed， 在分水岭上一样。
The Bethlehem is like on the watershed.
所以爱城呢就在悬崖上面。
So the eye is on the cliff.
所以你看见吗？如果约书亚要从约旦河的平原要上去把爱拿下来的话
，If Joshua wanted to go from Jordan Plain to Ai，
你往上走，敌人全部看得见。
If you go upward, all your enemies will see you.
他只要滚下几块的石头，你就一点希望都没有。
They can roll down some stones and you have no hope to go up.
所以第一次就打了败仗。
So the first time they fail.
第二次他们学会了。
The second time they learned a lesson.
他们除了对付亚干的罪之外。
They deal with the sin of Agam.
然后最后呢，神告诉他。
Then God told them.
你怎么打这盘仗
？How do you win such battle?
你去包围他是不可能的。
There's no way that you can besiege them.
所以前一天的晚上。
So the night before,
他们就派了三万的伏兵。
They sent 30,000 of soldiers to hide.
To ambush, ambush
soldiers.
然后呢，就躲在爱城的背后。
Hide behind the city eye.
所以等到约书亚真的往前走的时候。
So when Joshua really moved forward,
那么假装他的敌人面前要逃走了。
He pretended that he wanted to escape in front of
the enemy. 所以爱城的人和伯特利的人就赶快就追出来。
So the people from Ai and Bethel, they follow him and take him.
所以等于引蛇出洞。
Like they seduce them to come out.
引蛇出洞。
It's like they seduce a snake to come out.
如果蛇在洞里面，你很难对付它。
If a snake is in the pit, you cannot let it come out.
所以蛇，你把这些人就引到外面来。
So he was, they were like baits.
那引到外面来的时候，结果你看这个伏兵就进到城里，就把放火，就把火就烧了。
So when the enemies came out, the ambush soldiers went into the city and burned the city.
等到他回来救火的时候
，So after they returned to save the fire,
他发现了他根本是在两边敌人的夹攻当中。
They found out they've been surrounded by their own enemies on both
sides. 所以一慌乱，后来他们就打了败仗了。
They lost their strategy, then they failed.
然后以色列人就追赶他们。
Then the Israelites chase after them.
那不要忘记，现在不在城里面。
Now they are no longer in the city.
现在在旷野里面。
They're in the wilderness.
四十年他们训练的非常有素。
So after 40 years, the Israelites were well trained.
所以现在他跑的时候，你看见敌人根本不是他的对手。
When they run, no, their enemies could not run faster.
他们脚掌所踏之地。
So wherever they went over,
通通是他们。
All belong to them.
那弟兄姊妹，同样的。
So brothers and sisters, similarly.
现在呢，要把迦南南边把它拿下来。
They wanted to conquer the southern part of Canaan.
结果南边最大的王是耶路撒冷王。
The biggest king in the southern part is the king of Jerusalem.
他有五个王联盟的。
He united five kings.
结果他们就把他们的军队通通招到耶路撒冷。
And they gathered together their armies in Jerusalem.
所以你看见吗？所有最好的精锐部队通通从各城里面出来，然后到耶路撒冷。
So all the best armies were gathered in Jerusalem.
然后他们往北走。
They traveled northward.
他们一下子就把敌人完全歼灭了。
And they killed their enemies very quickly.
所以你看见吗？这些人呢，不知不觉的从每一个城里面，通通把他们引出来了。
So unwarily, they gathered all their enemies together.
那么如果引出来的话
，So they
万一打败仗的话
，If they lost the
battle, 他们逃回去就完了嘛。
It's hard for them to go.
所以他们往北边走，到时候往南退就可以了。
If they travel northward, they can just
结果没有想到，约书亚切断了他的后路。
But they did not expect that Joshua would cut in between them.
因为他不能回到他的耶路撒冷。
Because they could not go back to Jerusalem.
那这些人都是最精锐的部队，怎么办？
All these are the best army.
你明白吗？所以最重要，他们要保存他们的实力。
So they wanted to keep their own energy.
最重要的，他们要赶快回到他们蛇洞去。
They wanted to go back to their own pit.
但是就在这个时候，
at that time,
他们不能往南走。
They could not travel
southward. 也不能往北走。
They could not travel northward.
所以就要往西北走。
So they could only travel northward.
那样可以绕很大的圈子，可以回到他们的家里。
Go around big circle, then they could return home.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，
so、brothers and sisters,
现在要紧在哪里呢？
What's the important
thing now? 你要赶快追你的敌人。
You have to chase after your enemies.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
千万不要让他们回到他们原来的五个洞里面去。
Don't let your enemies go back to their five pits.
如果一回到五个城里面，他们就完了。
They go back to their own five.
再拿就拿不下来了。
You cannot conquer them.
所以如果你们在他们还没有回到洞里面以前，
so before they conquer,
追赶他们，
you chase after them,
歼灭他们，
kill them.
那你看见所有的问题就解决了。
Then you solve your problem.
所以到底你能不能把整个迦南，就是能不能把这个犹大和便雅悯支派所有的地拿下来的话，
whether you can take the land of Judah and Benjamin,
弟兄姊妹就看你现在怎么做了。
It depends on how you react now.
但是弟兄姊妹，
the brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？那个时候太阳正在当中。
At that time, the sun is in the middle of the
sky. 这个约书亚他们打仗已经打了17个钟头了。
Joshua and his people had already fought the battle about 30 hours under such conditions.
所以约书亚在祷告说，
so Joshua had a prayer.
太阳啊，停在基遍吧。
Sun, please stop at Gibeon.
然后月亮呢，停在亚亚谷。
Moon, stop at Ajalon Valley.
你就知道说，在这个时候，
it's under such conditions.
敌人打了败仗不错。
Of course, the enemy failed.
他们往西北逃。
They traveled northwestward.
你打了胜仗没有错。
You gained your battle.
你有力量征服他们。
You had the power to conquer them.
你没有力量追赶他。
But you have no power to chase after them.
如果让他们回到他们的城里，
you allow your enemy to go back home.
你再也不要想把这个地方拿下来。
There's no way that you can reconquer them.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
能不能把整个的南方拿下来？
Whether they can gain the whole southern land.
就是问说，你能不能 追赶他们。
It depends on whether you could chase after
them. 如果追赶成功的话，
if you could,
你就成功了。
Then you success.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
神的旨意是什么？
What's God's will?
凡你脚掌所踏之地，通通是你们的。
Wherever you could walk over, that's your land.
凡是你追的。
Whoever you chase
追过的地方通通是你们
the places that you chase
因为他们要回到他们的城里面去
and the enemies wanted to go back to their
own city 你追的时候你都要 追赶他们不要让他们进到他们城
of course you want to chase after them so they cannot go home
所以你明白吗
so do you understand
就在他们还没有回动以前
before they return their home
如果能一举歼灭他们的话
if you could destroy them
那胜利就在望了
then you will win the battle
因为每个城几乎都是空的
because all the cities were empty
后来你等一个城一个城都是空城一个就拿下来就可以了
wait until those cities areempty, you can just gain them.
你明白吗？
You understand?
所以在这个时候，
Under such condition,
你看他的祷告，
you see such prayer,
他不是为着自己祷告，
he was not praying for himself.
17个钟头已经过去了，
17 hours went by.
再七个钟头，
in another 7 hours,
太阳就要下山了，
the sun would set.
那么弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
还有那么长的路，
there's such a long path.
怎么可能完成那条路呢？
How could you finish the journey?
后来圣经告诉我，
therefore the Bible told us,
果然神听那个祷告，
God listened to such prayer.
神从来没有这样听祷告过。
I had never listened to a prayer like that.
弟兄姊妹，到底太阳怎么停在空中？我不知道。
How did the sun stop in the sky? I did not know.
有一件事你知道。
But one thing you
know. 这个宇宙里面可以发生过千万件事，一百万件事，你和你一点关系都没有。
There could be so many things happen in the new universe, but has nothing to do with you. But to God, nothing is impossible.
但要紧的是，
but the important thing is,
你怎么知道那是一天？
How do you know that's one day?
为什么有多一天？
Why you gain one day?
你凭什么知道你过了一天？
How do you know that one day went by?
所以如果你真的知道圣经里所描写的他们跑过的地方的话，
So if you understand the many cities that they passed through,
我想下一次如果有机会去以色列的话，
I think next time if we have the opportunity to
go to Israel again, 我想要让年轻人来跑跑看。
I will let the young people run and try.
让年长就坐那就坐个有冷气的巴士啊，就在前面跑。
And the elderly brothers and sisters can see.
你让他们跑一次，你就知道这是几乎不是不可能的事。
You can see that it's not impossible.
我想他们大概只要跑一个钟头，就要祷告说太阳啊，才停住吧。
I think those people maybe will run up 1 hour then will ask the sun to stop.
因为那是七月份的时候。
Because that will be in July.
而且是七月二十一号。
And also July 21st.
根据那里的计算的话。
According to the calculation.
那假定七月二十一号我们真的到那一带的话。
If we are there at July 21st.
弟兄姊妹，你如果到了基遍。
If you go to Gibeon.
你看见你要再往东西北走。
If you want to travel west northward.
然后弟兄姊妹，你看要把敌人追赶，叫他们最后一个都不回都不能回去。
And chase after your enemies so, and not let them go home.
后来有一个试探来了。
You see there's a challenge
那什么有个试探 temptation
what temptation
那个试探什么呢
what kind of temptation
他们终于抓到了五个王
they captured five kings
把这个五个王放在洞里面
they put the five kings in the pit
他们想他们责任一定完了
they think that they finished
约书亚说你把他锁放在洞里面
so Joshua
你们赶快追
just chase them
五个王是小事
so it's a small incident matter for you
最后一定你可以把他们脚踩在底下的
you can just step in over at
但是现在你们赶快追
but now follow your enemy
and chase after them 为什么神听你的祷告
why did God listen to your
prayer 所以最后你一定要追赶他们
you have to chase after them
果然他们追赶他们
of course they follow the
enemy 没有一个回到自己的城里面去了
none of them went back to their own city
有的回到坚固城是不错附近的坚固城
some went to a nearby secure city
好最后终于回来了
so finally they went back
回来了以后他们把他们的脚就踩在五个王的头上
they stepped on top on the head of the five kings
就践踏在敌人的头上
they stepped on the head of the enemies
那时候圣经说
so the Bible told us
太阳下山
Now the sun was setting.
这是约书亚的城。
This is a long day of Joshua.
是从日落到日落。
It's from sunset to sunset.
到底在太阳系里面发生什么事我们不知道。
So we don't know what happened in the solar system that day.
但有一件事我们知道。
But one thing we know.
他们追赶敌人。
When they chase after their enemies.
他们最少跑了30英里。
At least they ran 31 miles.
30英里是什么？
How long is 31 miles?
乃是一个正常的军队。如果他 march on 的话，他一天是30英里。
That is the marching of a normal, military group.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做30英里？
So what is 30 miles?
什么意思？
What is that?
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他们所完成的
，What they finished
是平常人一天完成的。
It's an ordinary military can finish in one day.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白，
do you understand now?
不管神怎么把一天给你，
no matter how God give you another day,
在你的身上，
in your life,
不管怎么样，
no matter what happened,
你的确完成了神在一天所应该完成的，
Did you finish what you should accomplish in one day in the Lord? Do you understand? In the normal condition, in 24 hours, if you cannot finish what you need to finish, God may perform some miracles. Now, amazingly, finally, you can finish what you could accomplish in one day.
弟兄姊妹,
这就是约书亚长约的意思。 This is the meaning of Joshua's long day. Do you understand?
许多时候我们, 你看见我们家里很多小朋友读书啊, 读得很好, 对不对?
We have so many children in our household.
你不要高兴得太快,
they study very well, but don't be so happy.
看书, 不见得在那看书。
They sit there for a long time reading the book. Maybe they are not really reading it.
60分钟读书, 可能10分钟读, 50分钟魂游向外。
Maybe they spent 60 minutes and only 10 minutes they were really studying. But if you, they really study 1 hour and fully study, that's something really incredible. So what's the difficulty today? We wasted so much time.
We need to use the time.
We need to use the time of 1 week to finish if we are not fallen, whatever we could finish in half day. So the Bible told us, whatever Jesus could finish in 3.5 years on earth, if you write it, you cannot contain in the whole world. So just calculate the time.
把世界上的工作, 如果全世界所有图书馆都容纳不下的话,
if the work and the writing in the world, the library in the whole world,
我要问弟兄姊妹,
then I have to ask
那个背后的工作,
you,
这个 working hours 到底有多少的事?
How many working hours has put behind that?
那为什么我们的主?
Why our Lord could?
不过是3年半,
and he only used 3.5 years.
他就完成父神的旨意,
he accomplished the will of the Father.
很清楚的意思,
it's very clear, brothers and sisters.
我们是堕落的,
we are fallen.
他是没有堕落的,
but he was not.
所以我们需要十字架的工作,
therefore, we need the work of the cross.
如果能对付我们的肉体,
if that could deal, our flat, deal with our flesh,
你看见我们就能赎回我们的,
then we can redeem our time.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
结果你看见说,
then you'll see,
你果然,
truly indeed,
因着神的神迹,
because the miracle of God,
你说神啊, 我终于完成你所托付给我,
you can say that, God, I finally finished what you had entrusted me.
如果是你的话,
if it's you,
你需要一个礼拜,
you may need
1 week
or 2 weeks,
一年,
1 year
两年,
or 2 years,
结果在一天之内,
but in one day,
你就完成了,
you could finish.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers,
现在你回过头去看,
now you look back,
以色列人,
the Israelites,
如果迦南地分南跟北的话,
if you divide the land of Canaan into south and north, we have to ask,
南边这块地,
the southern land,
是花多久拿下来的?
How long did they take to conquer?
你这全部约书亚是花了7年才征服下来的。
Joshua used 7 years to conquer the entire places.
但是很稀奇,
but it's very amazing.
就是那一天,
just in that day,
就奠定了得胜的基础。
He set the foundation of their success.
然后你再读下去,
then just continue reading.
每一次的征战,
every time when they go through battle,
你看见都是敌人跑到露天去。
It's when the enemy showed themselves.
然后凡是以色列人脚掌所踏之地,
so wherever the Israelites went over,
通通是他们的,
it all belonged to them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你再来读这段圣经,
now if you read this part of the Bible,
你就看见说为什么神多给西家15年,
you'll understand why God has given Hezekiah another 15 years.
因为有许多的事还没有做完,
because he did not finish so many works.
等他做完了以后,
after he finishes work, God was satisfied.
然后我们怎么检验他的成绩?
How do we examine him?
那就是今天晚上和明天早晨, 我们用诗篇15篇, 上行的诗, 我们来检验他的成绩。
So tonight and tomorrow, we can use those 15 psalms to examine.
现在我们来看27节。
Now let's look at verse 27.
历代之下32章27节。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
你看刚才的确是, 刚才所讲的的确是西家的污点。
So we just mentioned about Hezekiah's mistakes. But we have to see the 15 years how he was used before.
西家大有尊荣之才，建造府库，收藏金银宝石、香料、盾牌和各样的宝器。
And Hezekiah had exceeding much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver and for gold and for precious stones,
又,
and for spices and for shields and for all manner of pleasant jewels.
又建造仓房，收藏五谷、新酒和油，又为各类牲畜盖棚立圈。
Storehouse and also for the increase of corn and wine and oil and salt and for all manner of beasts and coats for flocks.
并且建立城邑，还有许多的羊群和牛群。
Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance.
因为神赐他极多的财产。
For God had given him substance very much.
这西家也塞住基逊的上源。
The same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water house of
Israel. 引水直下，流在大卫城的西边。
And brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David.
这就是后来的希洛亚的池子。
So this is the pool of Siloam.
现在很多人在隧道里面走过，就是这条隧道。
Now so many people went through the tunnel. That is that tunnel.
西家所行的是尽都亨通。
And Hezekiah prospered in all his works.
唯有一件事。
Howbeit in the business of the.
你看前面的神都称赞。
So everything that God had prayed.
你看见神借助西家的十五年所完成的。
So what God has used Hezekiah to finish.
严格说来，真正属灵的就是那十五篇的诗篇。
Strictly speaking, the true spiritual things are those 15.
那个代表他的经历。
That represented his experience.
但是不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹，
no matter what,
你姑且不知道他前面做多少。
Just forget about what he did before.
假定二十九章一下来，你都不知道他做了什么。
If after chapter 21.
但是你慢慢就发现说，那几章的圣经就能解释诗篇一百那个上行的十五篇诗篇。
But you see that these chapters can describe and explain those 15 songs.
所以三十一节。
So on verse 21,
唯有一件事，就是巴比伦王差遣使者来见西家，访问国中所献的奇事。这件事，神离开的要试验他，好知道他心里如何。
Howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the prince of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done on the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart.
所以明白吗？弟兄？
So do you understand now?
在西家一生里面，
in the life of Hezekiah,
是有一只苍蝇。
Of course, there is a spot.
这个苍蝇是苍蝇。
There's a fly.
我们这只苍蝇的的确确就这里在巴比伦这些是发生的。
This fly happened in the incidents of that Babylon.
但那十五年他所做的，
whatever he had done in those 15 years,
好像个大的蛋糕一样。
It was like a big cake.
不错，大的蛋糕上面是有一只苍蝇。
Of course, on the big cake, there is a little fly.
因为没有完全的蛋糕。
Because there's no complete cake.
除了主耶稣之外，
no perfect cake.
没有一个人的一生是没有苍蝇。
Other than Lord Jesus, nobody's cake is all perfect.
所以请大家记得。
So please remember.
在这里是圣灵告诉我们那个蛋糕是怎样的蛋糕。
Now the Holy Spirit tells us what kind of cake is that.
所以现在考古学家能证明。
Now the archaeologists can prove.
神说的是没有错的。
What God has said is of course right.
整个耶路撒冷好像我现在张开的这本书一样，圣经一样。
The entire Jerusalem is like this book that I just opened.
你看，这里有一座山叫做东山，这一座山叫做西山。
That this is the West Mountain, East Mountain and West Mountain.
这个就是摩利亚山。
This is Mount Moriah.
这就是后来的西山。
That is the West Mountain later on.
然后这边有一个谷叫做希伦溪谷。
Here is a valley. It's called the Brook Kidron.
然后南边的是 Hinnom Valley。
And on the southern part is the Hinnom Valley.
所以这三边都是谷包围在一起的。
So it's surrounded by valleys.
所以讲到耶路撒冷的时候。
So when you talk about Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你讲到东边东城跟西城。
When you go talk about the east city and the west
city. 那么这个图画还不是准确的。
So this picture is not accurate.
严格说来是这样的这样的，有一个谷叫做中央山谷。
There is a valley called the Central Valley.
所以东城跟西城是不成比例的。
So the west city and the east city are not in the right proportion because the west city is
bigger. 那么这个东城的比较小。
And the east city is smaller.
这个就是摩利亚山。
This is Mount Moriah.
那最矮的这座山就叫做锡安山。
And the lowest mountain is Mount Zion.
这是大卫。
That is the Jerusalem of David.
后来所罗门的时候，在圣殿山就盖起圣殿。
Later on, at the time of Solomon, he built the temple.
所以，当你读圣经的时候
，So when you read the Bible,
大卫的所耶路撒冷
，There is the Jerusalem of David,
所罗门的耶路撒冷
，and the Jerusalem of Solomon.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
你读圣经
，When you read the Bible,
又读到一句话，叫耶路撒冷的第二区。
There's a second district of Jerusalem,
second
zone of Jerusalem.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要问，怎么会有 second zone of Jerusalem 呢？
Why there's a second zone of Jerusalem?
你慢慢才晓得，不是指的这部分说的。
Then you'll know it's not according to this part.
是指的西城说的。
It's according to the west part.
就只是差不多今天的古城来说的。
So this is the ancient city today.
大概就主耶稣那个时候那么大的耶路撒冷城来说的。
So that's the size of Jerusalem at Jesus' time.
但是现在我们要问，
now we have to ask,
什么叫耶路撒冷第二？ 区呢？
What is the second zone of Jerusalem?
就是指着西城来说的。
That is the west city.
那么然后你看有个墙叫做宽墙。
You see that there is a word called the white wall.
那么你如果读尼希米记就读到了。
If you read the book of Nehemiah, then you'll understand.
你知道这个都跟什么？西西家有关系。
It has related to Hezekiah.
因为等到西西家那个时候。
Because at the time of Hezekiah.
不是后来北国被掳走了吗？
You see that the northern kingdom has been captured.
所以很多人逃难就逃到。南方来了。
So many people escaped to the south part.
所以后来他们就布满在整个的西城。
They scatter and dwell in the west city.
所以这就是圣经所说的耶路撒冷的西城。
So this is the west city of Jerusalem.
所以等到考古学家在那发掘整个耶路撒冷的时候。
So when the archaeologists discover entire Jerusalem.
这是大卫跟所罗门的耶路撒冷。
That is the Jerusalem related to David and Solomon.
这个才是西西家的耶路撒冷。
Those, the big area is the Jerusalem of Hezekiah.
稀奇不稀奇?
Isn't that amazing? 现在
他们发现那个宽墙有七公尺宽。
Now they find the wall is 7 meters wide.
那么的的确确，你还看到很多的古迹在那个地方。
You see that there are so many excavations.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
在考古学家的眼光中
in the sight of
archaeologists, 他们找不到多少大卫跟所罗门的
They could not find much related to David or Solomon.
但有一件事他们可以起来做见证
But one thing they could testify
就是考古学家可以起来做见证
The archaeologists could testify
在以色列许多的王里面
Among so many kings in Israel
很少一个王像西西家一样
There are very few kings like Hezekiah.
在他们的眼光中
In their eyesight
所有他们在地里面挖出来的
Whatever they had excavated
几乎通通是西西家
were all related to Hezekiah
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你就知道为什么神多给家西西家十五年
now you understand why God has given Hezekiah another 15 years
到最后
until the end
主耶稣来的时候
when Jesus came
你看见吗是整个的耶路撒冷在那里
you see the entire Jerusalem will be there
所以几个博士不是到希律王宫去吗
You see that so many the wise men went to the palace.
他们是到这边来的。
They went to this part.
你看见吗？就在最西边这个地方。
You see on the west part.
所以到了主耶稣那个时候。
At the time of Jesus.
有一座城已经完成了。
There was a city that was already finished.
那就主耶稣要来到那座城。
That is the city that Jesus will arrive.
也是几个博士跑错的那个城。
That is also the wrong city that the wise men went.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
让我们记得。
We have to remember.
主耶稣来的时候。
When Jesus came.
有一座城预备好。
There was a city that was ready for him.
有一个殿预备好。
There was a palace that's ready for him.
所以主耶稣进到殿的时候。
Therefore, when Jesus went into the palace.
你看你西面就可以把他抱在怀里。
You see that the Simeon could hold him in his bosom. 现在可以
让仆人去了。
Allow your servant to go now.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
你看见为什么神要用西西家
You know why Hezekiah lived by God?
为什么西西家多活了十五年
Why Hezekiah lived another 15 years?
为着迎接我们主回来
Because it's prepared for the arrival of Jesus
当我们主回来的时候
When Jesus came
整个叫耶路撒冷
Its entire city is called Jerusalem It's not only that big
所以弟兄姊妹什么都预备好
So everything's ready
连西西家这个旗子也在神的手里
Even Hezekiah is in God's hand
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes. So from here you can see.
不错,
of course.
当你读完历代之下,
when you finish reading Second Chronicles,
你读完西西家的故事,
and the story of Hezekiah,
现在要结束了,
now you have to finish.
你要给他下断案了,
you can give a conclusion.
弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and
sisters, 你我不能够光从刚才32章24节开始。
You cannot just determine by chapter 32 verse 24.
前面还有好几章。
There's so many chapters before that.
你需要用他的一生来解释他的软弱。
You have to use his entire life to describe his weakness and his failure.
所以我们可以得到警戒。
Therefore, we can be warned.
但另外一方面
on the other side,
我们不能因着那个苍蝇就把整个蛋糕丢掉了。
Not because of that fly, you throw away the entire cake.
不能这样子。
No.
你要看见西西家在我们身上有很多地方让我们可以学的。
You see that there are so many things we can learn from Hezekiah.
所以也是今天晚上开始。
So from this evening,
我们就很快很快的
quickly,
给弟兄姊妹介绍一下。
We could describe to brothers and sisters.
西西家一生是怎么样经过的。
How did Hezekiah pass through his life?
所以你回过头才知道。
So when you look back, you'll understand.
为什么太阳的影子倒退十个梯级？
Why did the shadow of sun recede 10 steps?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
意思就是说。
Which means that.
好像他的脚已经踩在死荫的幽谷。
It's as if he already stepped in the shadow of valley of shadow of death.
重新升起。
But the sun rise again.
要下去，他又起来了。
It wanted to set, but it rise again.
但是又复活。
He died, but he rise again.
亲爱的弟兄,
so brothers and sisters,
这就是主借着西家所要做的见证。
So this is a testimony God wanted to show through Hezekiah.
他最后15年的侍奉,
his last 15 years of service,
乃是经历死而复活的侍奉,
are the experience and service of death and resurrection. We thank the Lord.
主的能力与他同在,
God's power was with him.
他到底还是人,
he was a human.
你找到一只苍蝇没有错,
you found a fly in him.
但你看见那里有个美丽的蛋糕,
but you see that there was a beautiful cake.
但愿我们从这里面能学到好的功课。
May we learn good lessons from here.
好，我们低头个敬拜。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you,
把这些话赏给我们,
for giving us such words.
我们求你今天晚上和明天早晨继续的说话,
may you continue to speak to us this evening and tomorrow morning. Speak to the deepest part of us. We pray in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.